What personal obstacles or either external or internal have you used as dhammas, as stepping stones to lift yourself up and go beyond?
It's a good question. Certainly, for myself, probably in terms of a source of suffering for me that I used and used for a long time and probably still continue to use, is just a sense of a kind of fear and anxiety. That's sort of like a, that's my go-to option, for my relationship with the world around me and my relationship with people is yeah, to opt for being anxious and fearful. So that being willing to keep working with that and confronting that and being able to find things to help to support ways of getting past that. So learn and then just learning different skills of how to gain, a bit more inner confidence and inner stability or, sense of, and of course hearing Ajahn Chah emphasize over and over and over again that it's not sure. And because the anxious and fearful mind is always wanting things, trying to find some certainty somewhere. And of course it isn't anywhere at all except in this present moment and in the quality of awareness that we have. But yeah, the personality doesn't sort of believe that for a long time. So being able to work with different aspects of fear and anxiety and worry, that those were my inner obstacles and inner source of suffering and complication. How to take a simple situation and complicate it quickly. Start worrying and getting anxious and fearful. And a lot of it, really, one of the things that I found extremely helpful was just mindfulness of the body. Because, we try to resolve things mentally, but it's like the Ajahn Chah's blunt kind of say, be careful of believing your mind because it's a liar and a cheat. And of course, we're here to train our mind, to liberate our mind, but then, and of course, that's the possibility is obviously there. But then it's also our mind that keeps drifting into proliferation and obfuscation, making things really unclear. And so that I found coming back to mindfulness of the body and paying attention to where and how I felt anxiety or fear or uncertainty or worry, and just learning how to relax at that point, and just really a deep kind of letting go and being present, and realizing that this, yeah, the quality of knowing is really the refuge, and being able to return to the knowing and realizing we're returning to mindfulness, returning to awareness. Returning to clear comprehension, these foundations. I mean, they're kind of on a certain level very simple and basic fundamentals to practice, but I found that that provided the momentum for deeper understanding and recognition of one, how to see things clearly, but then also how to let go.